question. I have to scoot along. I can't stay for the questions because I'm looking for it tomorrow morning.
Thank you for coming.
Yeah, thank you.
Very welcome.
Yeah, it was great, thank you.
Okay, Wendell, come on in.
All right.
One came late, one left early, we got it made.
I think you could sit the chair on this thing.
Yeah.
Well, actually, okay, it's all right. It doesn't bother me, I don't think so.
Any question? I meditated in this position. I can't even hold this position in a normal walk to work life. And the reason I share that with you is the state of meditation is a natural state. It has nothing to do in your pose or your behavior or your approach. It surpasses all of that. The state of meditation is the natural state. It is not to go deep. It is not to stay in the surface. It is not to see vision. It is not to see colors. It is not to hear music. Those things do happen. But the meditation I'm talking about is the natural state of being that doesn't even have anything to do with your posture. You know, you could sit here like this with the lotus position, with a beautiful music going on and incense in the room and candles, still your mind can go 100 miles an hour. Or it could give you like a lullaby, puts you into a good mood, and then when you come out, everything else feels strange or different. So tonight, I like to talk again about the state of naturalness, because we make this distinction between the spirituality and the worldly, and there is none. None. The world is a state of our mind, and our mind is not chaotic, our world is not chaotic. Period. We can't blame the world for the state we're in. We can't even blame ourselves. What can we blame, if we have to blame anything at all, is the collective, universal, cosmic mind, collective mind, that we believe in it. The more we believe it, the more we're under their influence. The more you believe your guy that he does hypnotize, the more you believe in hypnotize, the easier it can hypnotize you. So, this is very important, I feel, tonight, because every soft and every one of us can think of our world to be the product of something that is happening outside and is affecting us. There is no outside whatsoever. There is only a state of mind, and if we are closest to our natural state, the less hypnotized we are. And has nothing to do with our hair or our makeup or our foot or our tattoo or our piercing. It has nothing to do with that at all. Or whether we have money or whether we don't have money, whether we are successful when we're not. It has nothing to do with failure or success. It is a state of mind that is perfect. And the more we stay in that naturalness, the more we realize there is no outside and inside, and there is no need for solution. You know, and how often we try to solve something. And people call me daily, all walks of life, with problems, and my heart goes to them as it goes to my own self and my family when we are having problems. But to this day, I don't know about you guys, the remedy for me lies in first being, then solving. we think.
Blank, natural to me would be more blank. You can block everything out, but not block, but it's just not there.
Mm-hmm. Okay, anybody else?
No thoughts. Mm-hmm. And if there are thoughts, they don't disturb.
Anybody else?
Pleasure.
Mm-hmm. Natural state, yes. Very good. Very good. Yes, it is ananda, bliss. Natural state is a state of being in the region of the heart. And I say that mostly to the men tonight. Because the region of the heart is...
Just men have hearts.
No, I don't mean physical heart or emotional heart. Well, the heart I'm talking about is where there is no logic, there is no reason, there is no, it's just being. Being, you can say blank, is probably is misunderstanding of the word. We are not talking about blank, and I know you are not.
Yeah.
And you were talking the mindless when there is no thought. Yes. It is oblivious to the thoughts, even if they are there. You know, oblivious. And that is a blissful state. And so we come to think of it this way. We get it, some sort of a problem that we need to solve. The natural way of solving it is to weigh it mentally and then get flustered with it if we think about it too much. And then the thought of solving it swallows us. Seriously, in some cases, we become so involved in solving something that it almost begins to swallow us. Our well-being, our peace of mind. And so how do we avoid that? We avoid that the way I was told, and of course we don't have to accept it if it doesn't fit, sits with us, is that if disease, discourse, disharmony was not made by God or was not made in the beginning by whatever, the energy, whatever it is, then we have to contemplate how is it that we experience it? If this harmony never was made by God, that's what I was told, then how is it that we experience it? And this is our meditation tonight. Sense, just even if you don't believe me, just take it for tonight. Say to yourself, again, Mihaela corrects me, sense, disease, discord, and disharmony was never made by God. What is it that our senses witness, whether in our own life or in life of a neighbor or the life of people that walk in here for help or in the world? Let's a little bit contemplate on that in our meditation and see what we get. Because we need to own it to make it happen. mastered this, what I'm saying tonight. And she got it similar the way I got it. She spent many hours mastering it and helping other people. One time I had a fever and I wouldn't quit, and I did my practice, it just wouldn't help. Everything I did, you know, I don't normally, that's the first thing I do for days before I have to do anything else about myself. And this fever wouldn't budge. It was a low-grade fever. And I called her, not so much to get healing from her, but to find out why my method was not working. And I called her and she said, Suzanne, do you believe this claim? I said, honestly, I don't. She said, thank you, honey. I got the phone. That was it. I never had fever like that ever again. Her consciousness was so pure and devoid of discord, disease, disharmony, because she believed that God never made it. And through that trust and belief became white sheet. So anybody's consciousness that was not as pure as her would come close to her understanding, wouldn't erase it. Now, it wasn't because she was a healer. No, she never thought that she was a healer. Through this realization and practice and dedication and devotion, she had the mind of Christ. And this is the mind of Christ we're talking tonight about it. So anybody would like to share what happened?
My response was, do not acknowledge it. Just like in the, lack of words here.
Yes. Yeah.
It's similar to like, do not claim it.
Yes.
Do not acknowledge it.
Yes.
And then it was, bring it back to that stillness.
Yes.
Bring it back to the stillness, because that's where God is.
Yes.
And you know what's amazing to me is, if you notice these candle lights,
mm-hmm.
they don't move.
Yes.
They haven't moved at all today.
Yes. And there's
and that stillness.
Yes.
And that's what we're talking about.
That's right. And thank you for your, you know, what you said. You took it out of my mouth. I don't have to talk. That was it. And the stillness you're talking about, this, there is a stillness that permeating the universe, and that is that. So whoever mentally, any of our picture mentally connects itself to what is already there, it becomes no longer a drop but the ocean. In that ocean was not created disease, discourse, disharmony. Now we can sit and try to solve our problem, and we should help each other, of course we should. But for some reason, the remedy lies within each one of us. We were born with this ability